Asami suffered through his high school years at the hands of bullies. He became more withdrawn and kept to himself as much as possible. He spotted Yui now and then, but they never really spoke to each other all throughout high school. After graduating high school, Masami applied for a mediocre college in the area. His parents didn't put high expectations on him. On the first day at orientation, Masami felt nervous and lonely. He walked slowly towards the student union building to grab a quick lunch before going home. That's when he heard a familiar voice.
Hey, you're Masami Ito from Haneda High School, right? Do you remember me from 7th grade? My name is Yui.
Yes. Nice to see you again.
Wow, what a coincidence that we got into the same college. I hope to see you around.
Asami entered his apartment and closed the door behind him. No one else was home. His parents were attending a rap party for a TV series where his brother, Tadanobu, had a major part. Asami took off his shoes before walking into the living room from the narrow entrance to the apartment. He passed a big cupboard where a stack of family photos was placed out. A couple of his parents, a very small picture of himself as a child, and the rest of his brother, Tadanobu. The wall behind the cupboard was covered with Tadanobu's acting diplomas and awards. Masami grabbed a cup ramen from his big stack in his room and switched on the boiler on his desk. His room was cramped with a single bed and a simple wooden desk and a bookshelf filled with manga comics and role-playing games. He poured the hot water into the cup ramen. He started up his laptop, opened the web browser and logged on to KiWi, a well-known community where he had recently created an account. Masami clicked on the Create a New Thread icon and started typing.
There's this girl I've had feelings for since high school, and now we're in college together. We'll call her...
He was just about to write Yui's name out in the chat. He couldn't give away her real identity. That might put her in danger. Masami picked up one of his manga books from the bookshelf. The cover depicted a group of young girls dressed in school uniforms, laughing as they stood gathered around one of the girls' smartphones. This manga was part of a very popular series entitled Denko. Masami dropped the book and got back to typing.
Denko. Once we hit the second year, we went out drinking, and I worked up the courage to exchange numbers. We started out talking often, but she hasn't answered me in 3 days now. I'm getting depressed just thinking that Denko might be sick, or that something has happened to her. Please, somebody, give me some advice.
Masami took a quick look at his post before taking a deep breath and pressing enter, sending his cry for help out to thousands of unknown people. He finished his cup noodles and laid down on his bed. As Masami started to fall asleep, he pictured Yui's smile in his head and smiled. It took some time for him to fall asleep that night as he thought about Yui and his post. What would people say? Should he have written it differently? Or maybe he shouldn't have posted it at all.